Blog Talk Radio.
You know what he's doing? He's looking down and going, I don't recognize that number.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
That is great.
Greetings. Cheers.
Hola.
Do not talk. I am at war.
Oh, my God. Your cupcakes are so gorgeous. Let's go make out now.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Hey, los cachos.
Play it once then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I think I'll get my lesbian card revoked.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
My wife jokes with me that I'm like a salt lick.
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Cheers, greetings, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a man who looks so sexy sitting on someone's front porch, especially when they don't know he's there and he's looking in their windows, the irrepressible J-Man. Huh.
All right. Yeah.
Well, that's very good.
Caught you by surprise again, didn't I?
You tricked me. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I'm full of tricks.
You're a slickster.
Wacky.
Uh-huh.
All right. How you doing, Matt?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay. I'm a myriad of emotions and whatnot. I'm in a pretty good mood. However, I have been afflicted with an annoying medical malady, which started
burning
about
when
one.
You, burning when you pee again?
No, that's been taken care of. I went and saw Dr. Rawal Pindi about that, our staff doctor. And when he went, oh, my goodness gracious. But he fixed me up. So, that's taken care of. I got to stay off alcohol for a week while I take my pills. But other than that, I should be good to go. But no, I'll tell you what, 1 o'clock yesterday, had a little slow day at the beer mine starting off, so I'm pounding the energy drinks, kind of staying awake. And, you know, they're full of vitamin B and caffeine and, well.
God only knows what else.
Yeah, it kind of made me a little loose. Been in the bathroom quite a bit the last, I don't know, 24 to 36 hours. Which, you know,
loosened you up a bit, did it?
Yeah, a little too much because, you know, that plays hell on the hemorrhoids, too.
Always.
Yep.
Yeah, do you use the cream or the wipes?
I try to avoid both.
Oh, okay.
I usually just pray to God.
Well, that's supposed to work, too.
Uh-huh.
Well, if I go anywhere to buy a little hemorrhoid cream or wipes, I'm sure to run into several people I know.
Of course.
Hell, I could even go to another town to buy them, and I'll run into somebody. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Oh, nothing.
While you're standing there holding the cream and or wipes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nothing. Just picking up something for Mom.
Yeah. Actually, the true story. I was getting the travel wipes, hemorrhoid wipes, preparation H wipes at Walgreens. I ran into a girl I went to high school with, and her daughter was standing there staring at the package in my hand. Not my package, the other package. The whole time I was talking to her, and I had forgot I had them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're both like supermodels. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you had, so you broke one out and wiped them down to cool them off.
Oh well.
Yes.
It's weird. She unfollowed me on. She befriended me on Facebook right after that too.
That's right weird. After that, amazing. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm not even done yet, Jay. You know what else? I have another medical malady this week.
Oh dear.
And we can get into this later, but I was unfollowed by a certain someone on Twitter.
Uh-oh.
Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike.
Really?
The bad boy of social media.
Oh. He didn't unfollow me.
He didn't?
No.
Because I knew he was gone for a while. Maybe he was just kind of... You know, you got to make a mess to clean a mess, and I thought maybe he's just going to undo everyone and then maybe follow back, but...
Follow back the important ones? Well, maybe he did follow back the important ones.
Yeah, well, maybe so. So.
Now, as far as I know, he didn't unfollow me. Let me check my Who Unfollowed Me Twitter app here. And... click the dashboard here and... unfollower history and he did not unfollow me. I was unfollowed by Sanghoi and I was unfollowed by Ash Hoare because I was making fun of Taylor Swift and the Westboro Baptist Church and
oh goodness
she took it personally. I don't know who she supports, Taylor Swift or the Westboro Baptist Church, but either way. And Absolute Mess unfollowed me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. And Left Wing Fridays unfollowed me.
Oh. Yeah, well.
So, but no. Doc Mike still follows me. In fact, I was in his chat room last night listening to his show.
Yeah, I saw that. I can still see his messages, you know, because, you know, I follow him.
Of course you do.
Yeah, well. I guess double gloving wasn't enough for him. He needed... more protection than that when it comes to me.
I guess so.
Yeah. And on top of that, the weather here sucks.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just, it's unsettled still. It's been a week now. 12 hours of rain, 6 hours of clouds, a hint of sunlight once in a while.
That's it. Man.
Yeah.
Well, the sun is just blazing down on us.
Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be?
Well, I know. It's just it was an amazing week. I mean, just gorgeous here.
Was
all
it
week
really?
Long. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was like temperatures in the upper 70s, around 80 degrees each day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It warmed up a little on Friday, and now it's heading back into the 90s, but nothing but sunshine, baby.
Good.
One little shower on the 4th of July at around 5 o'clock just to really cool things down for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Make it that much better.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And by everybody, you mean family coming in, don't you?
Yep, had family here this week.
Yeah, that's great.
All week long.
That's good.
Good times. Had a good time.
That's nice that your family gets to come in and visit you. And you know, my family, all we do is die off. That's all. You know, we're just all dying off.
Well, you do get the leftovers, the people who are still around, get together around your funerals. So
you got that going.
Nice. Yeah, so that's always nice.
Yeah. But I'm a little bitter right now, Jay. In fact, I'll tell you what, Friday I got a letter from a lawyer, and it concerns my brother Vinny's estate.
Oh.
And I'm supposed to sign off so it doesn't have to go through probate and all that crap. Oh, you know what? I'm so bitter. I'm not signing off. I am going to tie up his estate for years to come. Because I want his 1999 Ford Focus. And if I don't get it, there's going to be problems.
Well, does he leave it to you in the will?
It doesn't say. But
oh, see, that's a very unfortunate.
Yeah, well, it's mine. That's
you'll
what
have
mine,
to,
mine.
You'll have to contact our legal team.
I will. I'll contact We Love Cunts. We'll apply
get
some
them
pressure.
On that.
Yeah, we'll apply some pressure right there.
Have them write a nasty letter.
Yeah.
To the rest of the family. This could turn into just a big family brawl. Give you all kinds of blog fodder for months, years to come.
I'm thinking it's so big it could be a reality show.
Oh, that could be cool too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So that's where my
99 Ford Focus. You're holding up for a 99 Ford Focus, huh?
Yes, I am. Which is kind of sad in itself, because that would bring me joy. A 99 Ford Focus would bring me joy.
Mm-hmm. It would be newer than my car. My car's a 94, yeah. 95, something like that.
Yeah. And I wouldn't have so to walk to work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You could putter to work in a Ford Focus.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a cool tape deck?
You know, knowing my brother, it probably just
probably
has an AM FM radio.
Or maybe just AM.
It might just have. He was frugal. He was frugal.
I can just see it now. Okay, Matt, you get the Ford. Yeah, and you jump in it and you go, hey, this car doesn't have air.
Oh, I'm sure it doesn't. And it's an automatic. Or, I mean,
oh.
It's a stick.
Oh, it was
yeah.
a stick, is it?
Yeah. Which would be kind of hot. Chicks dig the stick.
Yes, they do. They like to play with your stick.
Yeah. Like to watch you pump that clutch.
Well, you know, you can jam it down into second and floor it.
Yeah.
Give it all it's got. While you're hauling through the barrio trying to get to work.
In your 1999 Ford Focus. Blue
now is it,
with the yellow pinstripe.
Ooh, is it a hatchback?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Very handy.
Mm-hmm.
Put the seats down.
Uh-huh.
You can haul all kinds of stuff. You can haul all
mattress.
Kinds of stuff.
Put a little air mattress back there, baby.
Next time you get kicked out of the digs.
Exactly.
Fine. I'll go sleep in my 99 Ford Focus.
I'll take that.
When I was in college, there was some dude who parked his car on the basketball court behind the dorm. And we were all sick and tired of it being in the way. So a bunch of people had it towed. And turns out a guy was living in it.
Of course it was.
He's going to school and living in his car.
Did you throw a bag of trash at him like you did the one guy across the fence?
No, and I didn't know that guy was over there. I mean, I didn't.
Yeah, that's what you claim to this day.
I didn't intentionally throw trash at him. I mean, I'm not that horrible of a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Usually.
Did you and your family have a lot of good food this week? While you were all getting together? Yeah.
We did. We had pretty good. 4th of July was, it was just, we were just so all American. It was incredible.
Really?
We had barbecue and potato chips and hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's good stuff. Wrap those hot dogs in tortillas, of course, like a good American would.
Exactly. I got off early Thursday, you know, got off at 5 on Thursday, 4th of July. They were going to have burgers, so I excellent. Very nice.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're.
We thought we'd get all American double melts from rallies on 4th of July. So I drove there and they were closed.
Bastards. How could you close on the 4th of July?
Well, they're doing some work to the building.
So?
Yeah.
a little sawdust never hurt anybody's burger.
Well, I know, because I actually finally got it yesterday. Last night they were open.
Oh.
So, I got a couple big burgers, got a couple for the Schmoopster. God, I watched her eat them. God darn, that's a train wreck. What? Ugh. Jeez.
That's so sexy. Got the like grease running down the chin. And
no, it's more like throwing a tree limb into a chipper. Oh, my goodness. It's embarrassing.
It's hot to watch women really get after their food.
Yeah, that's true.
Did she lick the plate afterwards?
There was no plate. Just unwrapped them right there on the table and set them up, set up atop the grease-soaked bag that it came in. Oh, my goodness. And she was wearing a wife beater at the same. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. That's hot right there.
It was like I was in a film that Hemingway met Fellini or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Russ Meyer film.
Uh-huh. Matt, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. We got a problem.
What's wrong?
Jeanette's phone is broken.
Oh, of course.
Oh, no. You know, these girls will do anything to get out of calling this show, won't they?
Yeah, I know they will.
Okay, yeah, I'll call. Whoops, I dropped my phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yep.
Well, you know, there's a big, big sporting event going on today.
Really?
The Wimbledon men's finals is taking place right now.
I thought it
in
was
London.
Wimbledon.
Wimbledon.
No, I thought it was Wimbledon. That's what Sliders
says. Oh, okay. And luckily we have an open line to the center court.
Excellent.
So we can check in and see what's happening at Wimbledon this morning.
Very good.
Then that was a long rally, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And it's a long rally that I'm sure made you both laugh and get hot at the same time.
Absolutely. Although it was a little weird that you would hear their sneakers squeaking like that on grass, but must be some new technology in the sneakers that they use.
Must be.
I would add a squeaker to mine just, you know, to throw people off.
Yeah. Hey. That's good stuff right there.
Yep. Oh, it's championship point. No, it's not. Never mind.
I'm sorry. I had to hit the couch button.
Oh, okay. Got Andy Murray with a 5-4 lead in the third set, in case anybody was wondering. I doubt anybody is, but.
Well, that's nice to see the hometown hero.
Yeah, yeah. I hope he wins.
I actually used to play a lot of tennis.
I was never any good at it, but, you know, I like to go out there and whack the ball around.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, I even took it in summer school. In high school.
You did, huh? Did you?
Well, yeah, because, you know, I didn't want to take... You had to have a phys ed credit in high school. You had to have one credit, and I didn't want to do it during the day, during the regular school year, when you had to go shower with a bunch of... So I took tennis in summer school, and J-Man. Why, I came in second in the men's singles tournament that we had. Myself,
uh-huh,
along with my beautiful tennis partner, Ella Cox. We won the mixed double.
Well, outstanding.
Yeah. The funny thing is,
glad she could rise to the occasion to help me out there.
She's on Facebook, and I've sent her a friend request a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I got no answer back.
No response, huh?
No response.
Yeah, I know the feeling. That's happened to me a couple of times.
Yeah. And then, you know, I tried to get my, back in the halcyon days when things were good, I tried to get my, when we were young and our early 20s, mid-20s, tried to get my wife to take up tennis so we could play. And that lasted about, I don't know, a month, because she had a complaint about me, Jay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't hit the ball straight back to her.
Yeah, that always upsets women.
Yeah, she had to move to go get it.
Why did you hit the ball on the other side of the court? Over there. Quit hitting it all the way into the corner. Don't hit it so hard.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I perfected the underhand serve.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you and I'd make a great badminton duo.
Maybe so. Well, I'll tell you, in college I took racquetball.
Oh, very good. I used to play with my brother, Denny.
Yeah.
When I was a kid.
That was fun. That was a good time.
Yeah, that is fun.
I enjoyed that. And
I was big in the early 80s.
Yeah, we had the class. We had a little tournament, and I lost to this 6'2" Australian chick.
On
who was
purpose,
in there?
No doubt.
My God, she hit the ball so hard, and she grunted when she hit it too, like the tennis players. It really.
So it was
really
distracting. It wasn't
it
fair.
It was quite distracting. Yes.
So we got we have a guest and a pseudo guest in the room. So. We have Jamie.
All right.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Jamie, baby.
Our favorite Canadian.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And if people are listening on their, you have to do it, Jay. It's not the same if I do it. You got to do it. If they're listening on what, Jay?
On their mobile devices, listening on their iPhones, iPads, Androids, and what have yous.
Exactly.
And whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Shout
you
out
could
to
always,
them, too.
They could always call in on the Big Dick Hotline at 661-244-9852.
That's right. Everybody's out there listening, except for Jeanette, of course, who broke her phone.
Who broke her phone.
Yep. And here we go, Matt.
What's that? Uh-oh. This could be huge.
Andy Murray is your 2013 Wimbledon men's champion. There you go. All right. He becomes the first Brit to win the men's singles, like in a really long time.
Yeah. So you know what he's going to be doing tonight, Jay, don't you?
He's going to hit the pub. And in the shocking development, his girlfriend is freaking hot. Man, tennis players.
Oh, man, they got it made.
Oh, man, they got hotter wives than Grand Prix drivers.
Oh, I know.
And Grand Prix drivers have hot Euro wives. My God. So do soccer players.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, athletes do pretty well in the women department.
Yeah.
Yeah, they supermodels, actresses.
Well, and I'll tell you what, talking
gold
about
diggers.
Athletes. Yeah, and talking about athletes doing well with, you know, hotness. I bet old Aaron Hernandez is going to have one hot boyfriend when he goes to prison.
Probably. But there's probably women lined up around the block to marry him while he's in prison, too.
Oh, no doubt.
I never understand that. Like that Scott Peterson dude beheaded his wife, his pregnant wife, and dumped her in a lake, and women were sending him love letters by the sackful.
Trying to save him.
But he's such a good-looking man.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he's a good, decent Christian man.
Oh, you're so going handsome. Straight to hell for that one.
That's what they should be saying.
Oh, Andy Murray is going into the crowd. He's going to hit some. Oh, no, he's just giving his mom a hug. Okay.
Aw, sweet.
Thought maybe he was going to go up there and clobber somebody. Somebody was heckling him the whole time. And go Ron Artest on him and go running into the stands and start pounding on him.
It's kind of nice just sitting back and shooting the breeze.
No pressure. No topic we have to stay on.
No.
Because you know we stay on topic.
Sometimes.
More or less.
Yes.
But it was weird yesterday. Yesterday afternoon,
yes.
I was got out the blocks of cheese. You know, slicing up some. Some cheese, gonna have some cheese and crackers, and
it was
weird.
Cheddar? Did you have some mild?
It was extra sharp cheddar, actually.
Ooh,
yeah.
Living on the edge.
Oh, I know. And it's been very manly. And but it was just weird because I didn't have a dog on either side of me staring at me while I was doing that, which I had experienced that for a solid week. Every time I would get up, the dogs would jump up like, where are you going? What are you doing? And go into the kitchen, they'd get up and run in there, stare at you.
Mm-hmm.
Get a nice glass of lemon iced tea.
Yeah.
Over ice. Delicious.
Mm-hmm. I know what else you had. You had something else very delicious. At least it looked like it this week. And that would be your fish and chips at the Springfield Brewing Company.
Man,
oh,
that was good.
Yeah.
That was good stuff. Could have been a little crispier, but overall, quality. Very good. Three big things of fish and some waffle fries.
Yeah. I noticed someone commented had to be pretentious. That's not how they do it in Britain.
Well, in fairness, that's my cousin who lives in Wales, so.
Well.
I mean, if it had been just some dumb American a-hole, I might have fired back at him, but, you know.
Well, I'll go on there and fire on him later today after a couple of steals.
You
Brits think you know everything.
arrogant, pretentious British bastard. Pompous. Yeah, he was born in Middlesbrough, England. Lived in the very house that my mother's grandmother lived in.
Really?
Yep.
That's very cool.
Yeah, and then now he lives in Wales.
Mm-hmm.
And his daughter lives in Edinburgh, goes to Edinburgh University.
Wow.
Or St. No, she goes to St. Andrews University.
Yeah.
I think in Edinburgh, something like that.
Yeah.
So that's pretty fancy.
Yeah, that is. Hell, even in Edinburgh, they're probably having better weather than we are here in Ohio.
They probably so. Probably
Ugh.
So.
God.
Well, hell, in London today, they said it was sunny and really warm.
Really? That's nice.
They're probably gonna hit the beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that good old famous, world famous London beach. Yeah, they're probably going to hit the famous London beach.
Well,
tanning
get
on the Thames.
That's right. Tanning on the Thames. I bet it's just pasty white people everywhere lounging around on the beach.
Yeah, you can't distinguish the dead fish from the people laying on the beach there. You know, they have a Thames River in Canada, too.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Don't they,
All
Jamie?
Right.
Give me an acknowledgement, Jamie. Sleep.
We probably put her to sleep already.
Yeah, well, I'm getting a little tired myself. So you know what, Jay?
What?
When a person does get tired, and yet they need to be woken up, you know who they can call?
Oh, yeah. They can call the IWS Wake Up Service, can't they?
Damn right.
Are you tired of the same boring Chinese-made alarm clock ordering you to get up every day? Do you suffer blunt force trauma to your skull, waking to your radio at 6 a.m.?
Yo, yo, we got T-Pizzy in the house. He's about to throw down like a fucking mouse, baby. You ready to let it crack? Let's go.
Well, fear not, IWS listeners. You can now wake up to the soothing tones of IWS Radio with your free IWS Radio wake-up call. Go to IWSradio.com and schedule your IWS Radio wake-up call today. Whenever you need to be aroused, you can be waking up and smiling to this.
Good morning from IWS Radio. Time to get up. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Or this. Cheers and good morning, sleepyhead. What will you be wearing on this glorious day? And for you naughty guys and adorable lesbians out there, you can even request IWS Radio's very own bi-curious Kim Fragile.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. This is your IWS Radio wake-up call. Rise and shine, lover.
That's right, folks. Anywhere or anytime you need a wake-up call, IWS Radio is your blanket of security. And we will pull it off of you, get you out of bed, and send you out the door with a smile upon your face. So go to IWSradio.com and schedule your free IWS Radio wake-up call today. Must be 18 or older. Okay, 15 or older. But that's as young as we go.
You're listening to I'm Stupid on the BTR Network, and I'm naked.
So am I.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm glad you played that, because, man, I had to pee like a racehorse, man.
I did, too.
And I thought, God, I hope that was long enough.
And unfortunately, you know, Cork stayed around for a while, but that one sent her to the sent her to the bedroom.
That's more than she can handle, huh?
Yeah. And I noticed Jamie dropped off, too, there for a minute. But she's back.
Hmm. Well, thank God. She's our only supporter.
I know.
I don't know who these other people are.
They're posers.
They're out there and they listen. They don't say anything. They don't show themselves.
No.
I mean, every once in a while somebody on Reddit will, you know, give me a nice supportive, "You guys suck." But other than that, not much feedback.
No. And there could be a lot of feedback, especially if they went to our website on a daily basis at IWSradio.com.
Hell yeah. Or to our Facebook page at facebook.com/IWSradio.
Yep.
I don't know if that Facebook page does anything for us, but it's there.
Well, I'm going to work on that the next 3 days because I'm taking the next 3 days off, J-Man.
Okay. Man, you know what?
What?
We can take 3 days off from the blog. We can take 3 weeks off if you want. And we could take 3 months off from the blog if you want.
No, that's just an anomaly. Things are a little slow. It's July.
Yeah, take a couple of days off and let that rash clear up. And
the rash is fine. See, you wouldn't have to post tonight, J-Man.
Because you'd mentioned this, and I thought that I might just, tonight I'll post the show, because we want that on there, in case people
want to
listen. And
just say we'll be back Thursday.
And say we'll be back on Thursday, and it'll be your turn to post or my turn?
That would be your turn. See how that works out?
Clever. Okay, uh-huh. I'll post on Wednesday night for Thursday. I can do that.
Right. Because, you see, on Friday, this coming Friday, which is what?
Well, no, hold on. See, because if I was going to post, it was already my turn to post for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be your turn for Tuesday, my turn for Wednesday. Oh, it's your turn on Thursday.
Wait, really? Okay.
Unless you're talking about Thursday night for the Friday post.
No, we'll be back on Thursday.
Thursday at 12 midnight.
I post for Tuesday. Yeah, well, then I'll be posting on Thursday.
Oh, okay, then. And then I'll post for Friday. And
yeah. Then we'll be back.
The Matt said, Jay said, and then the Babe of the Week, which, you know, I still think we could probably, it's almost tempting to get rid of Babe of the Week, just to mix things up a bit.
Yeah, I know. It's getting a little old, and plus we're running out of good-looking babes.
I know. It's just about, we're going to have to start repeating ourselves. There's just not that many great-looking babes out there.
We could do Spinster of the Week on Sundays.
Well, unless we started doing dudes.
Yeah, we could do Dude of the Week.
Mm-hmm. Or we could do a Person of the Week rather
we
than a Babe of the Week.
Or we could just use it as a regular day.
I don't want to do that.
You don't want something special for Sundays. You want something special for God's Day.
Yeah, well, there's nobody around. Well, first of all, blogging is dead anyway. There's really nobody around anyway. But on Sundays, there's really nobody around. So we could do a Person of the Week, just somebody who's made the news that
week. That's pretty good.
Yeah. The IWS Person of the Week. And somebody who's been in the news during the week and could get us some page views. And
Whoever's trending.
Yeah. And we could just, you know, we could celebrate them and their stupidity and dumbness and greatness and whatever it is that they've done.
Sure.
Okay. Look at us go, man, just making decisions.
Yeah, and plus, I'll tell you what, and why I brought this three-day thing up, you know, I wanted to get everything assimilated. You know, branding, Jay, branding. You're big on branding.
Oh, absolutely.
Tie up some loose ends, and plus, Friday,
from Friday the 12th through Thursday the 18th, I'm working 60 hours.
Oh.
Drive-by Mikey is headed to the hills of Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Is he now?
Yeah. You know, I'd like to transform that IWS YouTube page into IWS rather than
Matt Mahoney.
Matt Mahoney.
with no logo or anything. Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, I think we kind of discussed this, I don't know, a few months ago.
Well, yeah, it was a couple months ago. I said I'd get on it. Well, I'm a busy man, Jay.
Got people dying on you.
Exactly. A kid who hates me. Yeah, it's been torture. Although he did come to see me at the beer mine yesterday, J-Man.
Well, let's see. There you go.
Yeah, and we shot, you know, we talked, we had a few laughs, and then as he was leaving, he says, now about the money.
Uh-huh.
And it was funny because when he said that, it wasn't in his voice. It was the weirdest thing.
Yeah, strange.
So he and I are going out for a pizza summit Thursday night.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
A little pizza summit. You
yeah,
can bond over pepperonis and...
Oh, we're not going to bond. I'm going to lay it out for him.
Oh, God. You're a man now, and it's a cruel world.
Deal with it.
You think you got problems. You think you got problems.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's
we
good.
Did.
So okay,
yeah.
So I'll post the show, and then we'll tell everybody that we'll be back on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
New and improved.
Well, new.
Revamped. IWS Radio.
Oh, plus we got a big thing coming up on Tuesday evening, J-Man.
Yes, we do.
And what is that?
Well, we are going to be the special guest of honor on the KDD show.
Yes.
The KDD kindness show. And so obviously she wanted us because her show's all about kindness.
Yeah. Well, she wanted us up until last night. I may have ruined that, but.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I think we're still.
It wouldn't be the first time you've done something like that, but that's okay.
I was just responding.
Just Matt being Matt.
Exactly.
But she wants to interview us. I don't really know why. But we're going to let her. And it'll be Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
5:30 Central, 4:30 Mountain, 3:30 out on the West Coast.
Uh-huh.
2:30 in Alaska. 2:30 in Alaska, 1:30 in Hawaii, I think. Something like that, maybe.
Yeah.
11:30 a.m. and something like that.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Anyway, 6:30 p.m. in Manila. 6:30 a.m. in Manila.
Yes, that's correct.
Right.
Maybe Jeanette will.
Maybe she'll. Her phone will magically be fixed.
Yeah, reappear.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to do that. A 45-minute show, I think.
Yes.
I think she's a free show. She's not premium like us.
No, God, no.
But if you want to listen, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/KATIEDAVIS, and the number 4. And of course, we'll be we'll tweet right before we go on to help folks out.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I don't think is very useful. Dr. Mike talked about this on his show last night.
Did he?
He's rebranded. I mean, and if he followed you on Twitter, you know, maybe you would know about these things. But
yeah, I know.
He's rebranded himself. He's now just Dr. Mike Civella.
It's
not Dr. Anonymous. He's not Fam Med Rocks, Family Medicine Rocks, or anything like that. It's just Dr. Mike Civella, and it's just him being the bad boy of social media.
Social media.
Yeah. Yep. And
we had another guest wander into the room.
Sweet. Welcome.
Yep.
Oh, no. Welcome, Lethal Migraine. That sounds bad.
Yeah, it sounds terminal.
I know. It's not the kind of thing you'd want to catch.
No. And you know what? If you have a lethal migraine, J-Man, you know what's always good for that?
What?
A little poetry. Calm you down.
Poetry's good for lots of stuff.
Exactly. So let's see what Paul Pyatt has brewing.
Let's do it.
Poetry and Such with Paul Pyatt. Gentle and heartfelt greetings to all of you discerning drinkers of the warm and aromatic coffee of life that is IWS Radio. Renowned poet and IWS literary editor, Paul Pyatt here, bringing you some of today's finest in the world of poetry, prose, and people. Today, during our journey along the sullied boulevard of words made magical and life's pentameters made iambic, I offer unto you a poem by my sister Pauline Pyatt from her 2004 book, Nose Hairs in My Crockpot. Here is July. Fireworks with color, the night sky fills. Burgers are searing upon the grill. Ripe tomatoes smile upon the vine. Corn stalks tassel in tight, straight lines. A child selling lemonade tries to make a buck as a pedophile passes in an ice cream truck. The humidity seeps through crevice and pore. Dead carp bake on Buck Beach shore. Tattooed women sunning in wet bikinis. Men on the golf course downing dry martinis. Perfect weather abounds in God's natural domain as teenagers sit inside their homes and play video games. July by Pauline Pyatt. And for now, as I travel the road less traveled, Paul Pyatt.
You're listening to I'm With Stupid on the VTR Network.
That was pretty good.
Not bad at all.
Unfortunately, I think it killed Lethal Migraine, who left the room. So.
Hmm. Migraine, I welcomed Migraine in the chat room.
I saw
and,
that.
And Migraine may not like being welcomed.
Well, that could be.
That might be it. You know what? We just might be just entirely too nice and thoughtful and kind to people.
Yes. We should be a little edgier.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. You can't win them all, J-Man.
Man, Andy Murray just autographed some chick's balls.
Excuse me?
some woman had two great big oversized tennis balls. Andy Murray signed them. Excuse me, would you autograph my balls for me?
Uh-huh.
I sure will.
How about some make-believe about musical instruments and hoes?
Uh-huh.
What the hell was that?
That was Mr. Rogers.
It was Mr. Rogers, but...
Well, I'll play it again for you.
Yeah, do that.
How about some make-believe about musical instruments and hoes?
See?
Yeah. It's, well, I tell you what, musicians get a lot of hoes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, let me tell you, Jay, man, it's not getting any sunnier here. And I think I'm speaking both figuratively and metaphorically.
Oh.
And literally.
Yeah.
But we only have an hour and 10 minutes left.
Oh, we're cruising right along.
Oh, you know it.
We've already changed up the blog.
We have changed up the blog.
Change up. Go to Person of the Week instead of Babe of the Week and mm-hmm. be a little less misogynist there. Yeah.
Going to fix the YouTube page.
Going to fix the YouTube page, allegedly.
Mm-hmm. You know, see, that was hurtful.
I know it was, and this is going to be hurtful, too. Are you going to use our current logo, or are you just going to use some really old logo like you do on the when you upload videos?
You know what I'm going to do after that remark? I'm going to use a logo that doesn't even apply to us. So take that, mister. Mm-hmm.
Any hoodle. So do that. And I was thinking about, you know, because the only time I ever post on Tumblr is the show. That's it. Mm-hmm. I could try to do more on Tumblr.
Mm-hmm.
Try to post more on Facebook. But man, you know, it's hard. It's hard.
I know.
Busy people.
You know what even makes it even harder? When you try to link your post to Facebook from Blogger and it doesn't give you the URL thing. Oh.
It won't give you a picture. Or anything.
Especially on Babe of the Week.
Well, I know. That messes things up.
God. You know, we try so hard.
Oh, I know. And, but anyway, the Person of the Week thing, I mean, it wouldn't hurt because the way Blogger, or the way Google has changed their image search thing, and we're not getting all the free bonus hits anyway anymore. Bastards.
You know what that means, Jay, don't you?
What does that mean?
We're going to actually have to start writing well.
We're going to have to actually provide content for people? I don't know if I can do that.
I know. And I'm a little pissed off about that.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah,
now,
people,
on the... anyway, go ahead. What were you saying?
Well, people talk about the white man keeping a brother down. Well, it's a white man keeping a white man down now.
It is.
It's tough for a white boy in South Central L.A. or whatever. Oh, God. Whatever those hipsters say anymore.
Yeah. When I post the show on Tumblr, we get a few hits. Every mm-hmm. once in a while, somebody will reblog it, and that's nice of them. And I send them a message and thank them. Sometimes they respond. Sometimes they don't. I don't know if they're actually listening, but... It's a little weird.
It's just like Facebook, when we link the daily post to Facebook and people like it, and then you go look and they didn't really read it.
Uh-huh, exactly.
A little frustrating.
Get that like, though. Good to see that you liked it. Maybe we should make a, you know, maybe we should each make up like 24 fake Facebook accounts. And then we'll sign into each of them every morning, and we'll like our blog post, so it'll have 24 likes.
Yeah, we could do that. Well, and I'll tell you what, and that's one of the things I was going to do over the next 3 days, because I think, you know, well, it's my plan. You know how I am. Paul Pyatt and Buddy Acapella will both have their own Facebook pages.
Ooh. See, have you got this written down? You got a list of things you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, good.
Yes,
if you write it down, if you write it down, you're far more likely to do it. I read that on the internet one time, so it must be true.
Well, it must be true then. Now, I'll tell you what, Jay, speaking of Buddy Acapella. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No. I'll save it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because we had a big birthday this week.
Yes, we did.
We had.
And we're not just talking not just America's birthday, a bigger birthday than that.
Oh, God. Much more huge. And that would be our friend, Missy.
Mm-hmm.
Lemonade, come and get your lemonade for sale. Lemonade, come and get your lemonade for sale.
Oh, yeah.
And she could come get my lemonade anytime.
Yeah. She did a fundraiser for us, a year ago?
Yeah.
A year ago in September?
Yeah.
Raised $37 that we have never seen. But that's irrelevant. It was
it was nice of her and her adorable kids.
Her kids are cute as hell.
Yes, they are.
And
they inherited her sweetness.
Yes. And she had a birthday on July 4th. She is an Independence Day baby. And Buddy Acapella sang a little happy birthday to the Miss.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Miss Alicious. How you doing, baby? Happy birthday to you. Hey!
She had a big crowd at her party, as you could
tell.
Did
she? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the applause, Jay.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I'm there.
Oh, boy.
Good times.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be nice if she were here, you know, call in today.
Yeah, it'd be nice if she did.
It'd be nice of her.
You know what's sad? She didn't even message me at 11:58.
Oh, man.
I better check in on her later.
Yeah. She very much appreciated the video, though, because she clicked like on it.
Yeah, on I'm sure she watched it.
Probably.
Man, it's a pretty funny video, too.
It is.
Especially if you look at the last picture.
Of course it's a funny video. You did it.
Exactly. Although I had to point out to someone the last picture. She shall remain nameless. Didn't quite get the joke.
Well, you know.
And you know, the night before, you and I worked tirelessly on this.
Oh, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Put out serious effort on that picture.
Exactly. That's okay.
Yeah.
We suffer.
A few days
we suffer for our craft.
Oh, we do. We did quite a bit. And a few days before that, I helped you get your picture taken with Tamron Hall.
Oh, God. I really
I never knew
see, that's
you had such a long neck.
I know, my white Chris Boss neck. See, that's another thing I can do on this 3-day hiatus. I can sit down and play around with Serif. Serif. Serif.
Photo,
Serif.
The Serif. Photo Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I did have the gumption enough to download it.
Well, so, and you're halfway there.
Exactly. And we have Barbara in the chat room. How are you doing, Barbara?
Not okay, in my chat room.
Gone. Well, she's gone.
Man. Barbara didn't even give us a chance.
Yeah.
It's very, very hurtful.
Man.
But anyway, oh, got a shout-out to Aunt Judy.
Shout-out
to Aunt Judy. Under the weather this week.
Yeah, right.
We weren't able to go over to Yellville.
Yeah.
She's doing okay. She's doing fine, but we didn't want to, you know, bother her.
Right.
We don't want to, you know, we don't want to be a burden to anybody.
No.
So, anyway, Kelly and Alan will be back in the fall, and we'll go over there. Of course, I could go over anytime, I guess. It's only 30 minutes or so away.
But you choose not to.
Well, it's not choosing. It's just, I don't know. Yeah, you know, you think, hey, I ought to go over there, and then, I don't know, things come up.
Well, they do.
Get busy with something, or it rains.
Yeah. Or you got to go to Walgreens and get some antiseptic wipes.
Yeah. Got to do that. Got to go to Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're sitting around, and all of a sudden you get a, maybe you get a message from a hot babe on Twitter. And so you sit there and message back and forth with her for a little bit.
And then you think it's going to get really hot, but then she can't find her phone.
Yeah, well, no. It breaks. No, no, it usually just kind of, you know, the flame burns really hot for a minute, and then it fades on out. And then next thing you know, she's deleted all the DMs. Next time you get on TweetDeck, that's what... Miss Tamara does. She deletes the DMs. But it's nothing, you know, it's just, we're just happy talking back and forth.
Of course. Tamara, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
She was on the website today.
Was she?
Mm-hmm.
It's hot. She could be on my website anytime she wants. Yeah, we.
And that website address is IWSradio.com.
Sure as hell is. See, yeah, we were commiserating about Kurt Suter and Sons of Anarchy.
Oh God.
I know, and then she deleted all the DMs. I think she's hiding something from somebody. She's hiding me from somebody. She's ashamed of me. She's embarrassed to be seen with me.
I don't understand that. Because, man, I'd be all over you in public. I don't care where we were.
Mm-hmm. Even if it was in the... in the hemorrhoid wipe section of Walgreens.
We could have a, you know, that'd be funny. If we could ever get together, we could go to the drugstore and discuss the best, you know, wipes.
We could go in
that
there and
be
we
uncomfortable
could,
for
we
anyone.
Could pick each one up and we could talk about the benefits, the pros, the cons of each one. And if anybody walked
shoot
by, and say, hey,
yeah.
Have you used this before? Let me tell you about this product.
Then we could shoot. Each of us coming out of the bathroom, you know, ooh, that one was pretty good. Man,
come out
you
got to
try this one.
Woo-hoo! Do not go in there.
I not only feel better, I have a buzz. Woo!
Yeah. Then I could go in and I could scream, oh, you didn't clean up after yourself.
I hear that already.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You know, that's always a good thing you could do in a public bathroom, like a McDonald's or Walmart or someplace like that. And you go into a stall, and just as you start to pee, just go, oh, God, the burn. Oh, it burns. Oh. And then, like, when you're done, come out of there and just shake your head and go, man, that's rough. And then walk out without washing your hands.
Uh-huh.
Give some guy a slap on the shoulder. You know, oh, man, that hurt, buddy.
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you've been there, haven't you? Come on.
And hopefully his wife's next to him.
You can go to that McDonald's in Dayton that your buddy Dirk hangs out at all the time.
Oh, what a horrid human being.
I could tell you love him so.
I tried to. See, it's not me, Jay. It's them.
No. Not always you.
Not always. Exactly. It's not always me.
No. Sometimes it is them.
No, it's always them.
Well, I wouldn't say always.
No, really? See, and I'll prove it to you right now, because I think it's Thursday. Let me check the IWS calendar. Thursday, July 11th. There's something big happening, Jay.
What?
Our buddy, the Iceman, Luis, takes his citizenship test.
It's going to be awesome.
He was hoping he could get it done on the 4th of July. That's how proud he is to become an American. So,
but America isn't quite proud enough of him to let him do it on the 4th.
Well,
huh?
He had to wait in line.
Oh, wait in line. There's a new concept. He didn't wait in line to come to the country, did he? Oh, he's wandered in.
No, he broke the line is what he did. So good luck.
Wandered through the desert.
Yeah. Twice.
First time he went back up to the road and sat down and waited for a state trooper to come by and pick him up. Or Border Patrol, somebody.
Yeah. So good luck to Luis. I'm sure he'll pass.
Yeah, I'm sure he will too. He'll be the new great American.
And here's the thing, Jay. You know, since he delivers our ice, after the 11th, when he becomes an American, he's going to throw like 10 bags into the chest at the beer mine, and then he'll have to go take a break.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like a union employee would.
Exactly. He's going to try to unionize all of Blizzard Ice.
No more than 10 bags at a time between breaks.
Yeah, that's right. We'll have to have him on next Sunday.
That'd be great.
Yep.
We can talk about his testing experience. And then he could ask us some questions from the test, which we'd both go, I don't know.
I doubt that. Not you and I. Lesser people, Americans.
Well, actually, I would say that anybody who goes on social media and says people should have to take a test before they're allowed to vote are the ones who would fail their citizenship.
I know they would.
Who was the first president? Ronald Reagan. Who said, give me liberty to give me death? Ronald Reagan. Who led America to victory in World War I? Ronald Reagan. Hey, there's a Clay Perry sighting on Facebook.
He actually commented on a tweet of mine. He favorited a tweet of mine. Yeah.
Yeah, He's getting pretty active over there on the tweet machine.
I'll tell you what, Glenn Beck loving conservative gave me a little crap last night.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't actually make fun of Glenn Beck. I made fun of, you know, our buddy Doc Thompson.
Uh-huh.
Who works for the Blaze now. And he said, oh, yeah, you're so big you have like 79 followers. You know what I said to this guy?
What?
Jesus only had 12. Uh-huh. Boom!
I like it.
I know. So did Clay.
Excellent.
Uh-huh.
Excellent.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Nice comeback.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess we could call the beer mine.
We could. I forget how to do it now. There's no dashes, is there? But there is a one. I got to dial the one in the area code. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a whole week since you did it.
No, we didn't call him last week.
Oh, that's right. We had Angie the Lesbian on with us last week.
Yeah.
And she was fantastic.
She was awesome because she was hot. Oh, God. And we're dialing.
Beverage Depot.
Billy Boy! How you doing?
I'm alive. That's good. Haven't been turned into a zombie yet.
That's good.
Having a good day?
Yeah, it's been slow. Yeah.
Slow?
You must have done all business yesterday in the rain.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of busy yesterday, Billy.
Well, it must be the dance routine you were doing.
He's out there wearing a thong doing his Magic Mike routine.
That brings
the crowds in, man.
So what'd you do over the 4th of July, Bill?
Oh, mainly sat and twiddled my thumbs, and here comes a car. Hang
take
on,
the phone with you.
Hey, you want to talk to Matt? What do you want?
More beer.
Okay.
Who's that piece of shit on the phone?
It's Matt.
Yep.
Matt! Hi, Matt!
Who's this?
Is there a ring?
Who? So you just want one beer?
One beer.
Okay.
One bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
Yeah, you want a bag else? With that one beer?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Bye, Matt.
Hi.
See you later. I've got a whole line of cars just pulled in.
Oh, great.
So. Sweet.
Because we got a whole lot of time.
Yes, okay. We do. We got 46 minutes.
Hello. Okay.
Ooh. She sounds kind of sweet.
Yeah, she sounded kind of cute.
Might have to get her number.
Bill!
How you doing,
hey, Bill!
Mom, baby?
And two wet mangoes?
Two?
I'm allergic to mangoes.
No, two wet mangoes.
I know, I'm allergic to mangoes. I can't be her friend. She'll try to kill me with them. Yeah. And what
this
else do you have,
is
Doctor?
Right here, Jay, man.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper. Oh, I know, man.
Okay,
this is all we're going to do the rest of the show now.
Every show.
And there you go.
Open
you.
Phone lines with Billy the Kid.
six-pack of the red apple.
Six-pack of the red apple?
Oh, yeah, that's selling pretty well.
The fruity beer.
Yeah, I don't like fruity beer.
Oh, it's girly.
Yep.
Okay. 8.55 out of 10.
That's an expensive buzz.
Somebody's got some expensive taste, man.
No kidding.
And 1.45 to change.
You shorted him a nickel, Bill. I could hear it.
Hello.
Someone
man.
Getting a monster?
Anything else? Let me see.
Uh-oh. We got
Uh-oh.
Problems, Jay.
Yeah, we got a situation brewing here.
That was red 100.
Got some red 100s, Marlboros.
Yours is, 789.
Oh, boy.
That's why she has that low, sexy voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like Rita Cosby.
We don't have... We don't carry the gin slims anymore.
God dang.
So is there any other brand you want to check on? Okay, thanks. Wow. See you later. And I'm
See
back.
You later. You handled
yes.
that very, very impressively.
Oh, I know. I'm... a professional, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very efficient.
I'll give you $8.
No,
okay.
She gave me 9.
Oh, okay. I thought she
yeah.
gave me. Sorry, I just want to bring it back to you.
That's okay. Thanks. You there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody challenged you there?
People, they just don't know how much money they hand you anymore. I should have just
Didn't
kept it and not said anything about it. Been a nice little tip.
But
should've.
You did the
could've
right thing.
I know. I'm cursed.
Cursed by being a decent and honest person.
Yeah. That's why, like I said, I'm getting ready for the zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what I was doing on the 4th. Sat around
that?
Watching zombie movies all weekend.
But then you work, too. And you work, too, Bill. And you know you have a hearing deficiency in what happened Thursday night with the motorcycle guy.
Oh, yeah?
Bill?
I didn't see anything about that.
The motorcycle guy with the helmet, Bill.
Oh, that guy.
Oh,
I forgot about him already. He's old.
What happened?
Well, he just comes in and talks through his motorcycle helmet. You know, full face mask with that thing covering your face so that your nose barely sticks out. And he said something, and I said, "You need to pull your helmet down so I can see what you're saying." So he yells at the top of his lungs with the helmet up, and with the helmet covering his face. So I said, "You can scream as loud as you want. I don't understand the thing you're saying. I need to see your lips."
Uh-huh.
So he finally pulls the helmet down to where I can see what he says in a normal voice and says, "I want a six-pack of Bud Light." And I said, "Okay." So... that's all that was about.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're a
simple
good American.
Mm-hmm.
You handled that brilliantly.
Mm-hmm. I tried.
You guys must have a good training program there. Did you shoot off any fireworks on
no,
the 4th?
No, I did not. I boost pray to keep my money in my pocket. But I did go to the back fence and watch various redneck fireworks going off around town.
Oh, so you didn't spend your own money. You enjoyed other people's fireworks, and yet you call yourself a conservative.
A Republican.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sounds like he's part of the 47%, one of the takers.
Yeah, he is.
He's not a 4th of July maker. He's a 4th
That's
of July
taker.
That's
the way taker. You do it. Well, I could have done like other people did, just took my gun outside and shot it up in the air.
Mm-hmm. Were you hanging out with Neil Bortz?
Huh?
Were you hanging out with Neil Bortz?
I tried, but he was too busy with Rush Limbaugh, so I couldn't get in there. You know, can't get him with the big dogs sometimes.
Yeah. Well, always a pleasure, Billy.
Well, it was nice talking to you too, so I got to get back to doing nothing, I guess.
All right. Shmoop and I will be coming through there in a little bit.
That doesn't surprise me. I'm surprised she hasn't been here already. Because she likes to get looped before your show starts.
Well, yeah. Kind of a thing she has to do.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Okay,
bye, Bill.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Billy the Kid, everyone. You know, Matt.
Yes.
The men's finals was not the last tennis match of the day at Wimbledon.
You're kidding.
No. They've got the mixed doubles going on right now.
Well.
Let's just check in on that real quick. What do you say?
That'd be great.
It is so freaking hot.
Hey, we actually had good timing for once.
Yes, we did.
That was hot.
Yeah, that's what tennis is. Just a lot of grunting and groaning and screaming. And
ball moving.
And pounding.
Mm-hmm. Slam.
And back and forth and slamming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
All right.
I'm going to have to turn the fan on.
Shout out to Jamie, who tweeted a link to the show there.
Yep.
She claims that she's laughing. Today.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Actually, what I usually get here at the Bagwine Digs is I'm laughing inside.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, that's hilarious.
I'm a silent
laugher.
Yeah, I'm going to get a lot of laughing inside this week because, you know, the Schmoopser is off for 11 days.
And she is.
Mm-hmm.
On a little staycation.
Yes. So, why don't you talk to her and see what the hell this staycation is going to be all about.
Okay, then.
Tea Break with Schmoop.
Hola, Schmoopalicious.
How are you, Jay?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good.
Good. All right. Got some big plans for your staycation?
Actually, I do. I'm getting rid of stuff and cleaning up the house and moving furniture.
Ooh, going to rearrange the furniture so Matt does a Dick Van Dyke when he comes in.
Or, as my pop used to do, Mom used to do that on purpose.
Uh-huh.
Then he'd come home from the bar drunk, and then he'd trip over it. Mom goes,
yep. There you go.
No, actually, there's
well,
not a whole lot we can do
a...
in here, so...
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
just
what good is it to have a drunk husband if you can't rearrange the furniture on him, right?
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. I got a bunch of shit to throw out. And
taking it to Goodwill, or are you just going to chuck it?
Dumpster, man. Dumpster.
Good plan.
I'm already picturing it in my mind. And, of course, the stuff I'm going to get rid of, the cat is starting to lay on now. Because she knows.
She knows it's going.
Stuff she's never laid on before.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks mm-hmm. at me and goes, don't throw it away, Mommy.
Is that how she says it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Ugh. But, you know, I got forced on this vacation, so I guess I better do something instead of just sitting around and
you can drinking. Watch The View. Yeah, you can watch The View every morning, and then you can watch The Chew.
No. No.
I could.
I choose to wait for later to where I can watch The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, of course. Gotta watch Penny bounce around.
Penny. Penny. Oh my God.
All right.
Yeah,
it sounds like a good time.
Yeah. Well, it needs to be done, so.
Yeah. I hate to do big projects like that in the summer, though. It's so hot.
Yeah. I don't like it either, but it's got to be done, so.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, what are you going to do? Might as well just do it.
Exactly. And how were the dogs?
They were, you know, they're pretty comfortable here now. They just kind of hung out. And every once in a while, one of them would get up and do a little sniff-a-rama all around the apartment. Trying to, you know, hoping you'd find something. But
oh,
they
I
were
saw
pretty much
of them. They're very cute.
They are cute dogs. They're so pampered.
Oh, I bet they are.
But they didn't even really react when fireworks went off, just every once in a while. And when my hillbilly neighbor left and shut the door, they jumped up and started barking. But other than that, they were pretty cool. And Cosette will jump up in your lap if you let her. And Lucy's a little more reserved.
What's her name?
Than Cosette. Lucy.
Oh,
and Cosette, yeah. Yeah, Lucy's a little more reserved than Cosette. She's a little more, you know, not as aggressive. So there's that. And, if, you know, if you make yourself a sandwich, they'll be on either side of you. Looking
Hello?
Pitiful.
Can I have it?
Yeah, looking pitiful.
Well, I just hope my boss made it down to Hilton Head. He's going with his whole family, and, you know, he's not allowed to drive because...
I was going to say, if he was the one...
Alzheimer's thing.
If he was the one driving, they're in Fargo now, right?
Yeah, they're in North Dakota and or South Dakota. But, no, he wasn't allowed to drive, so...
They probably made it then.
I hope so.
I hope they have a hell of a good time.
Well, I told him when I left on Wednesday, I said, just go have a good time. I'm not going to have a good time. I can't drive.
I refuse to.
Dude, you're lucky you make it here.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, at least I'm going to go in Monday. Yay!
Yeah, it's true.
Of course,
so you're
I may show
week?
Up there Monday. I may show up there Monday and the whole building's gone, but, you know.
Somebody may break in, take all the computers again.
Oh, God. Don't say that.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, honey.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Sounds like she's got some big plans.
Can't wait to hear about them.
Are they going to be a surprise?
Well, I'll tell you what, the last surprise I had, I was in West Virginia when I was working for SEIU. I came home, and the place looked like a Holiday Inn. She had the bed on the floor in the living room with the TV right in front of us.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent, mm-hmm. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to say that she had gone to a flea market and bought bird pictures like you would see at the Holiday Inn that they put on the wall.
No, she didn't do that, thank God. Mm-hmm. So pretty exciting stuff going on here.
Oh, yeah, sounds like it.
My God. Did you hear that?
My God.
That was her.
Uh-huh. That's
she
a keeper
couldn't do
right
that
there.
When she was on the phone.
Oh, no.
So
well, thank God.
She'd have blown out
everybody's speakers.
I know.
Hey, look who's in the chat room.
Oh, hi, no.
Mike.
Oh, my God. Is he really?
Yeah, he's wandered in. There were a couple of guests there, and Schmoop ran them off. Must have been women. You know how women are.
Oh, I know. They're catty.
Yep. Hey, you know what's a really big deal still?
What?
Savstar on Twitter.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's still going strong.
Because I've asked you about this. I find it stupid, but
yeah.
People still
But I tell you what,
that,
you know who you know who's right in the middle of all of it?
Who?
Bobby Kraft.
Of course.
And so he put together a little collection of some of the most favorited tweets of the week on Savstar for us.
I can't wait to hear them.
Oh, it's good stuff, man.
I bet it is.
Hi, everybody. Bobby Kraft here. You guys may not know it, but I'm a big-time star fucker on Twitter. Oh, yeah, it's true. I love to favorite funny tweets by people so they can rack up the stars and retweets and all that stuff that is so important to them. So Matt and Jay thought it would be cool if I read off some of the most favorited tweets of the week over on Favstar. So I agreed. Okay, here we go. Watching my cats groom each other, and it feels like I should be throwing money at them. Hold up. Who is this weirdo that sees either a bird or a plane in the sky and gets so excited about it? This MILF run tapas bar combines two of my favorite things, high ceilings and mahogany furniture. You were pretty interesting before you started talking. A lot of 20-somethings out there are confusing devil's advocate with total douchebag. Remember when phones had cords and you weren't dead inside? I'm feeling as useless as Matthew McConaughey's shirts right now. Paratura compuesta por Beethoven comparada con una actual de Justin Bieber. Choosing between Trader Joe's and Whole Foods is white people's real twilight. Why crush your kid's imagination by telling him there's no tooth fairy when you can just have the tooth fairy write a suicide note? Well, there you go, folks. Them's is the top tweets of the week, according to Favstar. You know, nobody ever really stars any of my tweets. That's okay, I guess. Anyway, for IWS Radio, this has been Bobby Kraft, bringing the cheese.
You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network. Be sure to catch us on the internet at IWSradio.com.
Hilarity.
Oh, God, those people are funny.
Yeah, I think that I was thinking about creating a Twitter page for Bobby Kraft.
Oh, you should.
And a five-star account for him and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And have him bring the cheese on Twitter.
Oh, my goodness.
And Rihanna just tweeted. She wanted to have a beach day, and she tweeted a picture of herself in a bikini. So I let her know that I'd like to play on her beach sometime.
Yeah, that doesn't bring the boys to the yard, does it? I want to go over there and give her a black eye so she'll feel it. Speaking of black eyes, J-Man, pretty unpleasant thing happened yesterday.
What's that?
The Asiana airplane went down in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. Very, very unfortunate.
Yeah. Of course, the Chinese government's kind of happy because the two people who died were girls. Because we know girls are a burden.
Yes, they are.
Yes, I can. Can you hear them when they're coming in? Is the landing gear down? Landing gear.
We got problem.
One way short. We gonna go short on one way.
Yeah, it's always a tragedy when a couple of hot Asian chicks are killed.
I know.
That's pretty amazing.
Especially when those 16-year-old girls were coming to America, probably to make life better for you, J-Man.
Probably so. I kind of thought maybe they were, since Doc Thompson has a mail-order Asian bride, I thought maybe he had a couple of mail-order Asian girls coming.
Oh, boy.
Daughters.
Hot or what?
Yeah. Not
Here's
bad.
A shout-out to Una Lee of WHIO-TV.
Nice legs. Yeah. Mike said if they dragged the tail on the ground, it could slow the plane down. It did.
To a point.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I was watching, you know, when I saw on Twitter that, because that's where I get all my news, on Twitter. And so I turned on CNN, and they were speculating as to what could have caused this.
Oh, yeah, you got to speculate.
Uh-huh, and then I turned on to MSNBC, and they were talking about it a little bit. And I turned over to Fox. And Fox had really good video. They had a really, you could see the plane very clearly. And it was all burned out, the top of the plane, from just behind the cockpit all the way to the back of the wings.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see that the tail was missing. And this guy on Fox goes, well, the plane appears to be intact. And the woman who was on there, I don't know who it was, says, well, the tail is gone. And he's like, oh, it is.
Well, I'll tell you what, yesterday Fox News had a nice graphic on as well.
Because they
put up a list, and they were not happy because this was a list of Forbes or something, the most economic-friendly countries in the world.
Uh-huh.
And the United States was number 10. And like number 6
Ooh.
Or 7 was the country of Chile. Only they
oh, really?
spelled it. Only they spelled it chili.
Oh.
C-H-I-L-I.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was pretty fun. Well,
I thought they would be angry that they would dare to put the USA 10th and say, you know what? We don't care what the statistics or the evidence show. We're America, damn it. We all just know we're number one.
Well, they would have said that if Ron Paul or George Bush or Ronald Reagan.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Well, maybe the Fox and Friends people would get a hold of that, too, and set them straight. But they had some guy on the phone, some aviation expert, and they were discussing the accident with him, but he was nowhere near a TV, so he wasn't able to see anything. He didn't know what had happened, and he didn't feel he couldn't see the accident, so they were trying to describe it to him. And when the woman said, well, the entire tail section is gone, he was like, oh, that's really bad. That's going to be lots of injuries. And, oh, they're doomed. They're Oh, there's no way they'll survive. Oh, God. The carnage, the humanity.
I know. Turns out, and I'll tell you what, they were all over it yesterday. Not just Fox News, all the news channels. But today, they weren't, they interspersed it because only two people died.
Right.
Now, had
it really
been 200.
Right.
Oh!
It would have had, NBC would have had Brian Williams live from the crash site.
Exactly.
For the evening news on Monday. With 200
interviewing
people
the dead people.
Right. Yeah, well, I'm sure by Monday, because, they usually take the weekends off, but on Monday, we'll check Clay Perry's Twitter feed for links to the conspiracy sites. Let us know that Obama had the plane shot down in retaliation for them letting Snowden go to Russia.
Exactly. Payback.
Yep. Drone time.
Some people pay it forward. Some people pay it back.
Damn right. And we all know what a vengeful bastard Obama is.
Oh, yeah.
He's gotten payback against the people who voted for him so many times.
No. He has done that.
Hey-o.
Oh, God, he's awful. He's awful. And you know what's funny, Jay? You're such a liberal. Oh, my God. This president is he's a piece of soggy toast in a rainstorm. God.
And I see him all the time saying, we need leadership from President Obama. And I'm like, yeah, well, don't hold your breath.
Exactly.
That'll be, you'll be getting that about next never.
But you and I are communists.
Yeah, we're the commies.
Mm-hmm. We need Donald Trump. Of course we do.
Yeah, oh, God. Yeah. And Jamie's not feeling well. She's going to lie down for a while. See what we did to her? See what we did?
Sorry, Jamie.
We take full responsibility for that. We're sorry, Jamie.
Yes.
Of course, it could have been. It came on just as Mike came into the chat room.
I agree with that. That is kind of coincidental,
now,
isn't it?
Now that we think about it, we might just blame that on Mike. I mean, what the hell?
I wonder what Mike's up to tonight. He has time to call in.
He does. Hey, you know what?
What?
Oh, go ahead. Well, you got to give the number out.
He could call in on the Big Dick Hotline at 661-244-9852.
Sure can. And it turns out, Matt, that there's even more tennis still being played at the All England Lawn and Jockey Club.
God. Really?
The women's doubles final is going on, and the Williams sisters, Serena and Venus, are in there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just check in and see what they're doing.
Okay.
And Onslow's there.
I miss Onslow.
I do too. You go to YouTube and you get a whole 10-minute video of him going, oh, nice.
You know how I always pictured Onslow?
How?
You're going to end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
That's how I pictured Onslow. To which I always said, J-Man.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Well, we know that when he sits down for dinner, he says,
get in my belly!
Yes, he does. Yes, we're professionals, ladies and gentlemen. Don't try this at home.
Yeah, and this applies to Onslow, too, but I don't know how.
I've been hornswoggled.
I never played that, did I?
No, I just now saw it. I didn't know what it was.
And I got, he's my favorite cartoon character.
Oh, he is, isn't he? The Tick is my favorite cartoon character.
Of course.
I love the Tick.
Oh, you're so new. You're so new, Bo. We need to upload some Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, and some Johnny Bravo, baby.
Oh, yeah. Wienerloaf, mama.
Of course, we know how the ladies feel about Johnny Bravo.
It is so freaking hot.
I love that one.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
How could you not be?
I know it. Just as long as you...
What's your language in front of the lady, punk?
Oh, God.
Hey, let's see. How's Kanye West feeling about Paula Deen?
Paula Deen doesn't care about black people.
Well, he hadn't changed his mind yet.
No, he hasn't.
Guess I can close my notebook since we ran through all my notes an hour and a half ago.
New shoes tomorrow, J-Man.
Oh, are they supposed to come in? And you have to go pick them up somewhere special? Or are they?
No, they're getting delivered to Schmoop's brother's house. They gave me a tracking number. They're going to be there tomorrow. And they are gay as hell.
Why can't they be delivered to you?
Oh, I don't trust this place. Someone would steal them. If we weren't here... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So then you'll go over to Smooth's brother, and he'll be lounging around in your shoes.
No, they wouldn't fit him.
Oh. He has big, manly feet, does he?
No, he's got twinkle toes. You know, it's been nice, Jay. It's been nice to kind of lazing around and... hammering it out.
Oh, yeah. This has actually been better than some of the shows we did a lot of prep for.
I know. In fact, when we go back and listen, we'll go, that's not bad.
Yeah. In fact, we've kept up a better pace than we have in some of the shows we've done before.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, all right. So, anyway, another shout out to the Springfield Brewing Company. Excellent beer.
Oh, man.
You should go there sometime. They brew their beer, their own. Yeah, they brew their beer right there.
You know what I'm a little pissed about, though? You went to the Springfield Brewing Company, and you didn't stop by and see me.
Well, we didn't want to bother you. We know you were a busy man. We know that Schmoop doesn't like people who show up unannounced.
Because, you know, I live in Springfield. And...
yeah, well, we were in Missouri, though.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. The old Springfield Brewing Company and then Bass Pro Shops, world headquarters.
What? Why did you go there?
I wanted to see all the fish in the tanks and, you know.
God.
And to hang out with all the other Paula Deen fans of the world.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah, it was all right. It's crowded on a Tuesday.
Well, it was 4th of July week.
Oh, yeah. There were a lot of people in there buying camping gear and fishing gear. There were a lot of kids running around with their little kid fishing rod.
Mm-hmm. Probably casting it in the store.
Yeah.
And every,
into the, into the big...
Every parent thought it was cute.
Yeah, into the big fish tank, trying to catch one of the monster catfish there. Yeah, with the parents going, oh, don't do that, honey. Don't do that. Oh, don't do that, honey. A lot of MILFs walking around in the Daisy Dukes. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, well, Missouri MILFs. Don't get carried away. You know that.
So was what's her name walking around? Who's the senator from Missouri?
Claire McCaskill.
Yeah,
Claire McCaskill
walking around in
Daisy Dukes in a crop top. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, baby.
Hell yeah, she brought Barbara Mikulski with her.
Yeah. That's almost as hot as seeing Roy Blunt walk around in Daisy Dukes.
Oh God. Yeah.
All right.
Hometown of Brad Pitt.
What is?
Springfield, Missouri.
Is it really?
Brad Pitt and John Goodman, both.
And Rush Limbaugh.
Well, he's from Lampy, or I don't think he's from Springfield. Cape Girardeau. Does that?
That's it. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Over in eastern Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah. Southeast of Stubby Stonehenge.
I miss the Stubster. We need to do a Stubster next week.
Yeah.
Probably
you know, bring Stubster
during our
back.
New and improved show.
Right. Our rebranded show.
Yes. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, the website, iwsradio.com.
Yeah,
we'll
Mike has mainly
silent till Thursday.
Right, and Mike wanted to correct me, as people always want to do, that John Goodman is from St. Louis. Well, he went to college in Springfield, played football at what used to be Southwest Missouri State University, is now just Missouri State.
Yeah.
So there. Take that.
It's exhausting.
I didn't know that Mike was like the world's foremost authority on John Goodman.
Well, that's because he scored that touchdown in high school.
Uh-huh. His knee still cracks from it, from the the damage done in high school football. So, anyway, married to Roseanne.
And we have about
all
6 minutes. We have about 6 minutes left in the show, so call in at 661-244-9852, Mike. Unbelievable. you know it's funny when you get shitty with your guests.
I know.
Come on, call in. Call in.
Punk, are you afraid to?
Yeah, bring it, buddy.
Hey, have you heard about the new addition to the Subway menu?
God, no.
It is a Fritos stuffed crunchy chicken enchilada melt.
That's not bad.
That's not too bad.
No, I love Fritos. Yeah. I love chicken.
I love enchiladas.
Exactly.
What could go wrong? Hey, we have a caller.
Oh, my God. It won't pick up. Come on. There we go. God, BTR is a bitch.
And what is that noise?
You still figuring out the controls?
No, Mike, you know.
It's working, but we're getting a lot of static and have you got your fax machine running in the background?
Yeah. You know, there's still people that want you to fax stuff to them.
Really?
Yep.
Am I the only one getting a lot of interference?
Yeah.
I got a buzz. A high-pitched buzz.
Okay.
I got nothing. It's all it's all nice.
You've said that before, haven't you?
Yeah. That's why I don't call in. I got nothing.
Hey, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Just ask Dana. She'd rather hear from my wife than me.
That's for sure.
Well, wouldn't everybody?
Your wife likes Paul Pyatt.
Well, John Goodman, his brother actually went to the same grade school that I did before they moved.
Oh.
From St. Louis out to Afton.
Man, so you had a brush with greatness.
Yeah, you're
almost,
calling him with your brush with fame.
Yeah, he almost went to the same grade school as I did.
Man,
almost.
And
it would have been high school, too. It was that close. And I actually saw him probably 6 months or so ago at a bar here in St. Louis.
Oh.
He's actually a very nice person.
Was he there at trivia night with you?
No.
Have a couple wings.
You were just out hitting the bar scene?
Well, actually, the bar is O'Leary's, and he was part owner in it with a guy, and it's just not too far from my house, and we go there quite a bit and see him every once in a while there.
Excellent. Excellent. I saw Boxcar Willie one time at a Steak and Shake in Branson.
My ex-sister-in-law met Boxcar Willie one time in Nashville, and she said, I shook his hand, and she said, Matt, you know, no matter what you see on TV, that dirt is real. All right.
Well, we got about 30 seconds left, so.
Yeah.
Good talk, Mike. Good talking.
I called in just
Mike,
at the right
you should
time.
Call in every week, and we could do 30 seconds with Mike.
What you got, Mike?
A little bit shorter.
Good nothing. Okay.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
And Okay, so good job, and thanks for everybody for listening, and that's it.
Thanks all.
Bye.